Not surprisingly, the security checks are rigorous to get into death row at the Polunsky unit in Livingston, Texas.
You need to take everything out of your pockets, put them in a yellow thing.
It's the last chance Mark Stroman has to talk publicly before his execution. Well, this is the visiting area inside death row where people come. It's a series of booths, each with telephones attached and very thick glass. And we'll talk through the glass, so there'll be no contact with the prisoner. Mark Stroman's sitting in the place now, so I'm just going to go over and talk to him.
I've been here since 2002. They've killed 208 people since I've been here. I've seen 208 people leave. You know, to be honest, the closer I get to death, the more at peace I am. It's weird.
Mark Stroman shot three people after September the 11th, 2001. They were all men of Asian origin, working in convenience stores. Two died. He said he wanted to kill Arabs in revenge.
I was an uneducated idiot back then, and now I'm a more understanding human being. So 9/11 rocked our nation. It dropped us to our knees. It ignited something in me, and I regret that to this day, you know, but you know, at that time, here in America, everybody was saying, let's get them. We didn't know who to get. We were just saying, get them. So we stereotyped. I stereotyped all Muslims as terrorists. That was wrong.
The call for mercy, for a stay of execution, comes from a very surprising place.
Hello. Hi.
We took Rais Bouyan back to the garage where he used to work.
You might have some memories here.
I do have. Now I feel that I'm back 10 years, Friday, 21st September 2001. Feels like that it was in a dream.
So he came in through this door and...
Through the glass I saw him first, keeping a gun on the right side. So I was ready that as soon as he come inside, I'll give him the cash and I'll request him not to shoot me. So he came in, but then he asked me, where are you from? It happened so quick, I was thinking that he is not here for money. So as soon as I asked him, excuse me, he opened fire and I feel the sensation of a million bees stinging my face. And then I heard an explosion.
Rais, a Bangladeshi-born naturalized US citizen, lost the sight in his right eye and still has shotgun pellets in his face, but is now campaigning hard to prevent his attacker from being put to death for what he calls a crime of hate.
What Mark Stroman did, it was hate crime. And hate crimes comes from out of ignorance. His execution will not eradicate hate crimes from this world. We will just simply lose a human life if he's executed. In Islam, it teaches that saving a human life is like saving the entire mankind.
I've asked myself that question 1,000 times. If you shot me in the face, could I forgive you? I would find that extremely hard. So this man right here is inspiring to me. I tried to kill this man. This man's trying to save my life.
When I was a little kid, my mother taught me that if somebody hurts you, don't hurt them back. By hurting back, you are increasing the cycle of violence. So forgive them, that will give them a chance to realize what they did.
I believe in fate and destiny. If this is what my purpose in life is, let's do it, rock on. You know, that's the way, saddle up, it's rodeo time, as we say in Texas. It's like putting a dog in the van, going to the pound, off you go. And I should be in Huntsville by 2 o'clock, and if all goes well, I'll be dead by 6:30.
This campaign, what I'm running right now, is all about passion, forgiveness, tolerance, and healing. We should not stay in our past. If I can forgive my offender who tried to take my life, so we can all work together and forgive each other, let's move on. Let's take a new narrative on the 10th anniversary of September 11.
Without a last-minute reprieve, which are rare in Texas, Mark Stroman will be executed by lethal injection on Wednesday, July the 20th, at 6 p.m. Texas time.